Now it is time, children, to discuss the greatness of Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is the 18th day of Iyar and the 33rd day of Sefiras HaOmer. As we mentioned earlier, throughout Sefiras HaOmer we experience the tragedy of Rabbi Akiva's students dying. On this day, the plague of the students dying stopped. Now that the sadness has ended, we are happy. Now we can listen to music, get haircuts, and even make weddings again. Lag BaOmer is also the Yahrzeit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was a great tzaddik who lived many years ago. During his life, the evil Romans were causing trouble throughout Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the other tzaddikim of the generation were once discussing the Romans. Rabbi Yehuda said, "The Romans did great things. They built markets for us so that people can buy and sell things, and they made very nice bridges that everyone can use." Rabbi Yossi heard this, and he was quiet. He didn't want to say anything that wasn't nice about the Romans. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai remembered what the evil Romans had done throughout time to the Jewish people, and he declared that the Romans were a very evil people. He said that all the things that Reb Yehuda mentioned were things that the Romans did for themselves, and that the only things the Romans had done for the Jewish people was burn down the Beis HaMikdash and make terrible decrees not allowing the Jewish people to do mitzvahs or to learn Torah. While they were speaking, there was a man standing nearby listening to the conversation, whose name was Yehuda ben Gerim. The tzaddikim asked Yehuda ben Gerim not to tell anyone about the conversation they were having. They knew that if the Romans found out that some of the tzaddikim were talking about how evil the Romans were, they would be in trouble. Unfortunately, Yehuda ben Gerim went and told others, and eventually the conversation spread from one person to another until it was finally heard by the Roman king. When the Roman king heard that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai had spoken so strongly against the Romans, the Roman king decided that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai must be killed. When Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai heard that the Romans were coming to kill him, he hid in the shul with his son, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon and his son spent their days learning Torah in the shul, and at night, Rabbi Shimon's wife would very quietly bring food to them. Even though they were able to learn Torah all day and they would get food at night, Rabbi Shimon was very worried that the Romans would come looking for him and find him. He decided that it was time to leave the shul and find another place to hide. Rabbi Shimon and his son left the shul and fled to a town called Pekin. There, they hid in a cave, and no one, including Rabbi Shimon's wife, knew where they had went to. Because no one knew where they had hid, no one could bring them food. Hashem made a big nes, a big miracle, and a large carob tree grew by the cave, filled with ripe caribs. Now children, to understand how big of a nes this was, not only did the tree grow to be big so quickly, but carob trees usually take 6 to 7 years to grow fully ripe caribs. In this case, the caribs grew full and ripe on the tree right away. Every Erev Shabbos, the tree would change to give dates, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. There was also a well of water in the cave for Rabbi Shimon and his son to drink from. For 12 whole years, Rabbi Shimon and his son stayed in the cave, away from the Romans. Rabbi Shimon and his son wanted to make sure that they could daven in the most respectful way possible. So they took off their clothing during the day throughout the 12 years and covered themselves with sand inside the cave. They wanted to make sure their clothes would not get worn out. The only time they would put on their clothes was when they davened, and in that way, they could daven in the most respectful way possible. Now children, if you had to live in a cave for 12 years with no books and no toys and only caribs and water to eat and drink, you might not be so happy. But Rabbi Shimon and his son had a special simchas achayim, a happiness, because they were able to learn the Torah throughout the day. Eliyahu HaNavi would also come to visit them every day in order to teach them more Torah. Eliyahu HaNavi taught Rabbi Shimon and his son special secrets of the Torah that no one else knew. After 12 years, Eliyahu HaNavi visited them one morning and called out, "Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai should know that the Roman king died and all of his rulings were canceled. Now Rabbi Shimon and his son can come out of hiding." When Rabbi Shimon and his son came out of the cave and went into the town, they saw everyone doing the things we do even today. They saw people going into stores, buying things, and selling things. Rabbi Shimon and his son couldn't believe how people can be so involved in such simple things like buying and selling instead of learning Torah the entire day. After so many years of learning Torah with Eliyahu HaNavi, they were on such a high madrega, a high level of ruchnius, that they couldn't believe what they were seeing. We learned that their feelings were so strong that everything that they looked at burned up. Suddenly, Rabbi Shimon and his son heard a bas kol, a heavenly voice, call out, "Go back into the cave. Don't destroy my world." Rabbi Shimon and his son went back to the cave for a year until they heard the voice call out, "You may come out of the cave." When they left the cave, they saw an older man holding two packages of hadassim, lekavod Shabbos. They asked him why he had two packages of hadassim instead of just one. The older man answered them that one package of hadassim is to signify zachar, the mitzvah to remember the Shabbos, and the other package of hadassim is to signify shamor, to guard the Shabbos. When they saw how this man loved the mitzvahs of Hashem so much that he had two packages instead of just one, Rabbi Shimon and his son saw that even simple Jewish people find special ways to honor Hashem's mitzvahs. And from that point, when they saw something, it did not get burned. Rabbi Shimon, as a result of the special Torah he learned, was able to accomplish great things for the Jewish people. Another one of the special things that Rabbi Shimon was able to do was to take very complicated and hard to learn Divrei Torah and make it easier to understand for other Jewish people. On the day that Rabbi Shimon was going to die, the sun stayed in the sky until Rabbi Shimon was done taking care of all the things he needed to, and only then, when he was all finished, did the sun go down and his neshama left his body. On this day of Lag BaOmer, we celebrate the life of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and everything he was able to accomplish. Many Jews come together all over the world and dance and sing together and celebrate.